safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Yes. Welcome, everybody, to the Shazam. Hey, 100 Internet Radio, baby. What's popping with you? Again, what it do? So it's going to be an interesting night. Opinions will be expressed. People will disagree. You know, we have to agree to disagree on some things tonight. Some things that I'm going to be talking about on the show tonight. You feel what I'm saying? People are going to they're going to call me an insensitive bastard. They're going to say that I advocate violence against women. They're going to call me a chauvinist, a sexist. You know, a judgmental motherfucker. It's going to be a slew of names that's thrown my way via what we're going to be talking about tonight on K100 Internet Radio. Indeed, episode 261. Can I have my birthday cake, please? With the can of whoop ass, please. Yeah. We're gonna be talking about the whole situation with Rihanna and Chris Breezy. But that's the spark. That's the catalyst. Alright? That's gonna spawn the whole conversation about a whole bunch of other shit. That just that situation alone makes you question, makes you bring up, you know, it's stuff that we've talked about, some of the stuff we talked about on K100 already, you know, and some stuff that I talk about or I see people talking about all the time on Twitter, all the time on Facebook. You feel what I'm saying? People are always tweeting about this, that, and the third, and Facebooking about this, that, and the third. But the situation with Chris Brown and Rihanna, everything from him giving other business. Giving her that little combo, that, you know, that little. Yeah! You know, ever since he beat her ass, and he did indeed beat her ass. Up until the fact that they got back together, and it's all kumbaya. Happy birthday, ladies and gentlemen. They're friends again. Yes, indeed, they're friends again. Yeah, right. Okay, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. That is indeed the website that you can go listen to us live. We are broadcasting live via the internet, the World Wide Web, which means you can listen to my voice live as I'm speaking anywhere in the world with internet access. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. All right? Please, and once again, please again, subscribe to us. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes in the iTunes store. It is great. It's free. Don't you like great free shit? Thank you. Please. All right. We're gonna get ready at the phone lines. Got a couple people already got their hands raised. They want to talk about what I'm talking about tonight on the show. All right. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast. You feel me on iTunes. Just go to the iTunes store in the podcast section. Type in K100 Radio. Just do a little search. When you see the middle finger up, that's us. Hit subscribe, totally free. Get all your updates about the shows that you miss live on K100 Internet Radio. You feel me? Automatically downloads them and puts them in a nice little neat folder in your iTunes setup, you know, and you can go back and listen to shows in case you missed the live broadcast. All right? Real sweet, nice, easy, quick, and it's free. All right? www.chainlessentertainment.com, the parent site for the station. You can also go listen to the show at that site too if you want to, and find out more about the company, more about our mission, more about the artists that we're involved with, more about the label Chainless Entertainment, and everything. www.chainlessentertainment.com. We'll see two announcements. tomorrow night, Club Libra, East Side Atlanta. All right, Decatur Shouty, Pete Brown, the Street Talk promo. Her birthday is her birthday back concert there, and they shut that shit down. She was back. I was there. You know me, VIP, chilling. But yeah, tomorrow night the Libra Pete Brown's birthday bash. The homie Go Bully from Go Bully Promo will be there. You feel me? And the Street Talk gang will be there. And a lot of us will be there that support that movement. You feel me? Shouts out to her. Happy birthday to her. Shouts out to Bag Boy Promo. You feel me? Everybody over there, Street Talk, Red, Shay, all those guys. East Side, Decatur, man. Libra. Club Libra tomorrow night. So you ain't doing nothing on a Tuesday night. You want to get fucked up? Want to go party? That's where it's at tomorrow. East Side, Club Libra over there in Decatur. All right, second announcement. Every Friday, Lucky Lounge, all right? You want to get on the list? We got you. Go Bully Promo, you feel me? Holla at K100 Internet Radio, and we'll get your name, information to Go Bully Promo, get you on the list. You get in free. Get free drinks, ladies. Ladies, you know how it is, fellas. You know how it is. They get all kind of free shit. But every Friday, Lucky Lounge, downtown ATL, man, all right? Hit us up. You can get your name on the list and get a couple of free drink tickets. You feel what I'm saying? We got that thing on lockdown there every Friday. And we also doing some stuff at Lux Lounge right downtown, too. Also, on Wednesdays, got a stoplight party coming up next Wednesday. The homie singer, we play his song Green Light. That's on the subway. We play it all the time. It's a great record. And the singer release party is going to be at Lux Lounge. All right, that's going to be a Go Bully promo sponsor joint, of course, K100 Radio, definitely affiliated with the homie Go Bully Promo. So you guys check that out too. So that's Friday's Lucky Lounge, Wednesday at Lux Lounge for the Green Light release party for singers. You know what I'm saying? Check all that stuff out, man. Please. All right. Okay. It's gonna be a lot of fun, man. It's been a lot of fun. A lot of women, a lot of liquor, a lot of cool people. You know what I'm saying? Just doing our thing. That's what we do. All right. So let's get into it, man. All right, because I got people already got their hand raised and they want to talk about this. So let me go ahead and just skip to my loop. Episode 261. And I'm reading right now. All right, I'm going to read this synopsis and I'm going to the phone lines. So, if you can guess what inspired this show tonight, what I'm going to be talking about on the show, then, you know, you should, if you don't know what I'm talking about, then you're living under a rock. I know I'm a sarcastic asshole, named, you know, birthday cake, you know, please, thanks, with a can of whoop ass. Yeah! But it's true. You know what I'm saying? I can't even begin to tell you what I think. Yeah, I will, of course, because this is my show, but I'm going to let you guys talk too, but I'm just done with this whole situation. Okay, so, you know, ladies and gents, we would all like to have our cake and eat it too in almost any situation, all right? In one breath, we want to say domestic abuse is wrong, but in the next breath, we want to defend people who profit from it by saying, oh, no, only God can judge me. Well, here I am to tell you that not only can people pass judgment on you, they will. And there ain't shit you can do about it. You see? So there are two domestic abuses, you know what I'm saying, that's floating around in the news. We all know about the main one that I'm talking about, all right? There are a few things that's all tied up into this one segment. One is the music industry, and that's one of my specialties. Two is domestic abuse. That's not my specialty. Three is a topic previously discussed on the show. Should a woman expect to be hit if she hits a man? We're going to get into that because, you know, reports were said that, you know, okay, Rihanna swung the first punch and everything, and then that's when everything popped off or whatever. We'll talk a little bit about that, too. Four is when victims of abuse forgive and go back to deal with their abusers in any capacity. Are they some dumbasses for it? That's basically essentially the bottom line of this whole conversation, all right? Now, of course, Chris Brown and Rihanna, you know, this fiasco, the inspiration for this segment, it brings into question a simple principle that most people think that they have figured out, all right? Can people love you and abuse you at the same time? Hope somebody that's been abused is on the phone line, because we got a lot of people with their hands raised. The outrage, quote, outrage, over the recent collaboration between these two artists is polarizing men against women, victims against those that can't relate, and has made people question the moralistic integrity of any radio station that chooses to air the song. There's actually an online boycott trying to get people to boycott stations that play that song. Victims of domestic abuse have banded together, and they're trying to get people to boycott any station that plays that song, basically inferring that Rihanna is, in a roundabout way, advocating abuse by going back to Chris Brown when everybody knows he opened up a can of whoop ass on her ass. And, you know, basically they've buried the hatchet, I guess you could say. You feel what I'm saying? And to me, that's just fucking retarded. And that's as if to say, the station is responsible for what they're doing. It's just a song. They're two superstars. This guy just won a fucking Grammy. She's at the height of her career. Might be going down from here. But still, she's still up here at the top. All right? I can't even understand why, because I know K100 Radio wouldn't be responsible if I played the song. I'm like, their ass is the one that made it. So I'm like, fuck anybody trying to boycott my shit, because they did some shit. Fuck you. Fuck that. All right, so we're going to talk about that ridiculousness. How you going to boycott the station? What the fuck the station did? What? They made the song. Boycott Rihanna. How about you go down there and boycott the fucking record stores? Go boycott every award show she's at. But don't be fucking trying to go around boycotting radio stations and shit and venues that play the fucking song. All right? Your energy is channeled in the wrong direction, people. So here we go with the question. Question number one. What do you think about the Rihanna and Breezy collaboration? What do you think about it in general and the situation of them working together again? Give me your general feelings about it. Question number two. Should stations ban the song? Moralistically, do you feel like K100 Radio or 103 in Atlanta or 107.9 in New York, whatever station, should not play the song so as to not advocate abuse? Is the song advocating? Is the fact that they're even doing it saying that it's okay to get your ass smashed and, you know, go back like nothing happened? Yep. That's basically what's happening. Question number three. Is this really bad for women and anti-domestic abuse causes? Or are we being too judgmental? You know, should we be sitting back saying, you know what, man, look, that's Rihanna. God damn it, she loved it him. Okay? That shit is dead. That shit is over. He beat her ass. But now, they buried the hatchet. And so, are we being judgmental by calling her a dumb bitch? A silly hoe? Are we going over the top? Should we tune it down a little bit? I don't know. I'm going to ask the phone lines. Question number four, last one. If a woman hits a man, should she put her motherfucker set up? Everybody knows that Rihanna started the fight, but everybody seems to say he shouldn't have did that. She shouldn't have threw the keys out the goddamn car. She shouldn't have hit him first with the damn phone. We've had that show before. It's called Mama Said Knock You Out, episode 25. Go back and listen to the archives. Great show. All right, here we go. Let's get it. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. First on the line from Carolina. Then we got 678-751. We got 678-939, and we got 843, and another 404-215. People calling in all over the country. Shouts out to what is that? A 918. I don't know what 918 is. 276. That's Philly. Everybody's people are calling in from all over the country. They want to talk about this. First up from Carolina, the homie Billy Bad Things. I think this is his number, right? 843. Billy Bad.
Yo, what's up?
What's up, homie? Thanks for calling the show.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. All right. Let's go ahead and get into the questions, man, because we got so many people already ready to want to talk. So I'm trying to speed it up a little bit. Okay, first of all, what do you think about the Rihanna and Breezy collaboration? The collaboration. You feel me? We've already, because see, I back when he beat her ass, when he gave it a combo, we had a show then. You feel what I'm saying? And we talked about that.
Yes.
So we talked about that extensively on the show. Okay. You know what I mean? And admittedly, so I. And I think maybe, matter of fact, if I can recall, because you've been listening to K100 that long, I think you was kind of feeling bad for her and kind of bashing Breezy and shit, wasn't you?
No, not really. I wasn't.
Nah,
I mean,
don't back out of it. You, yeah.
No,
don't back out of it. You,
no,
bash,
it wasn't
you bash Chris.
I didn't, no,
everybody
I didn't,
bashed Chris.
Didn't,
who didn't bash
yeah,
Chris?
I didn't bash
everybody bashed
Chris.
Are you bashing
bash
Chris now? You didn't
no.
bash Chris?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Okay.
Because nobody knows what happened in that car. Nobody knows what happened in that car.
We know he beat her motherfucking ass.
Yeah.
That's what we do know. He failed them combinations. Her
face
is fucked up, but
Chris Brown about it. Nah.
We know who started it. She started it. Yeah, that came out. You know.
It happened.
Yeah. She threw the keys out of the car, hit him with the phone and all this kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Hit him with the phone, threw the phone at him, hit him. And then he got damn, he took her ass down through it. That's what happened. All right? But everybody was still, fuck Chris Brown. It's the end of his career. He needs to never get a chance again. You know, he was supposed to fall off the map. Done, dada. End of him. And here we are. Okay, so what do you think about the collaboration? What do you think about them doing this song?
I first heard that song, like, actually yesterday. I've seen people been posting it on Facebook, but I never really took a chance to listen to it. But when I listened to it in the verses, it's kind of like they're still fucking each other, basically. If they are, then that's a great thing, I guess, you know. But
That's great. Because
that's on them. You know, they're grown, you know.
Okay.
So that's on them. But you don't think
that the collaboration is a good idea or a bad idea? Do you think they should get back together?
If they do again, that's on them.
So let me get this straight. You're trying to convince me right now on the show, and I'm pretty sure you're not going to be the only one. It's going to be a couple more motherfuckers try to convince me tonight that, oh, that's on them. They grown. It's okay for her to go ahead and take that national ass whooping. See, this is the thing, everybody. Pump your fucking brakes. Rihanna wore a national ass whooping. Okay? It's one thing to wear an ass whooping and don't nobody hear about it, but maybe your upstairs neighbors, nigga. Okay? Rihanna has a national ass whooping. The whole world know about that ass whooping. So when she goes back to Chris, and when she starts doing stuff with Chris, it has a different effect on the world. It is what it is. It's called stardom. So you don't think that it's just, you know, it doesn't matter. It's just because that's her business and let them, they grown or whatever, just let it go. Act like it's just a regular old collaboration between Breezy and Rihanna. Like nothing ever happened. Like he never goddamn four-piece combo'd her ass. What you saying?
Yeah, either way it goes, man. I mean, that's on them to do that, man. That's their choice. You know, I don't have a personal opinion on it because, you know, people can change, and that's pretty much water under the bridge. Now, of course, you won't have those that are going to try to resurface it. Like, you know, are you sure, Rihanna, that you want to get back after he just blackened your eye and busted your lip and all that stuff, you know? But again,
it's not even about her. I mean, actually, at this point, because they're celebrities, it is about her getting back with them. But then they're making a song, and it's going to be one to pop of it. And basically, you know, people are going to buy it or whatever, and it's going to be marketed, and everybody knows the history. So basically, at the end of the day, does this say it's okay to get your ass beat? And do you think that sends that message out, that song? Hello?
Okay. Wait a minute, what are you saying?
I'm hanging up on you. You're not even listening to me.
No, I'm hearing you, man. I'm just breaking up.
Oh, okay.
I was breaking
okay.
up.
Okay.
The wind's blowing out here, but.
Oh, it might be me. Okay, no. Do you think that sends a message that it's okay to beat women? Does the song send a message that it's okay to beat women and get back?
No, it's not. No, it doesn't send that message at all. You know, especially when they make a collaboration together, that's just two artists making a collaboration. But when you hear the song itself, you hear the chemistry that, you know, that they've been pretty much wanting to work this out for the longest of times, and they needed the song to express that they were working it out. You know, like for everybody else thinks, you know, that was the past. Let the past be the past. We're on 2012 now, and we're making a song. We're showing that we can work together and show that chemistry. You know, so they may be putting it out there in public that, yeah, things are back together, you know, we're fine and all that. You know, that's just my view on it.
Okay, then. Next question. Should stations ban the song? Should stations ban the song from being played?
Did she say what?
I said, should stations ban the song from being played?
Well, when you hear the song, it's too raunchy for radio play anyway, even if they try to edit it. But in my opinion, I mean, no, they shouldn't. I mean, they wouldn't ban it. You know, they shouldn't ban it.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
But considering the level of raunchiness, then, yeah, they probably wouldn't play it.
All right. If a woman hits a man, should she goddamn put a motherfucker set up and be ready to hit back, or should a man just take that hit?
You know, the old saying goes when it comes to a woman hitting a man, if you're going to fight like a man, you're going to take your licks like a man. You know, me personally, I don't condone that.
If
you know,
if
a woman
deserves to get her ass beat. Answer the question, yes or no?
Does she deserve to get an ass beat? I mean,
yeah, she deserves to get an ass beat. If a chick throw your goddamn keys to your Lamborghini out the motherfucking window and then hit you in the head with a cell phone, would you goddamn combo her ass? Basically what I'm asking.
I wouldn't hit her back. I wouldn't. I mean, they can call me a punk. If it was me, I wouldn't do it.
Actually, they're going to call you a punk. They're going to call you a punk if you... That's how the world works. When they're violent, if we hit them, we still get called a punk. That's actually how it works.
I wouldn't do it personally because that's what I have sisters for. But other than that, no.
Okay. All right. Let me go to the next caller. Stand by.
I got to clock back in, man. But, yeah.
All right. Stand by. All right. 347-934-0966. Everybody that's calling in, please remember, you got to hit the number 1 on the keypad. All right. I got a screen. I got a screen of the people who just on the phone. And I got people who's on the phone and they want to talk. And it's over on that side. So a lot of you are on that side. If you want to talk, you want to give your opinion, make sure you press the number 1 like the little computer prompt says, and I'll get to your phone lines. All right? 347-934-0966. All right, let's go to the next caller. 678-751. What's popping? Who's this?
The Hustle Boy.
Hustle Boy, what's up, homie? I'm glad you called in. I'm glad I got artists calling in because the question is basically musical. At the end of the day, we you know what I'm saying? You do music, I do music. We out here in this music grind and shit, you feel me? And you got to understand,
right.
You know, you blow up, shit you do is magnified. You feel what I'm saying?
Right,
you can
exactly.
You can beat your ass right motherfucking now and won't nobody know. But if your ass...
And won't nobody know shit.
If your ass is here every motherfucking day and you beat that motherfucking ass and you give her that combo, feel what I'm saying? Everybody know about it. Okay, so let's go ahead and get to the questions. Episode 261. Hustle Boy, and this question is only reserved for the real, okay?
You look like right.
What do you think about the Rihanna and Breezy collaboration, first of all? What do you think about them as artists collaborating after this whole shit that went down?
My thing is, as far as Chris Brown, and if it was me, uh-huh. I would stay racing that bitch. Fuck that. That's just me. I'd stay far away from them. I'm sorry, ain't shit that you can say to recover what happened. Get goddamn, you make me look like a goddamn monster on motherfucking ABC. Not BET, but ABC, CBS. They had Chris Brown on the biggest station in the world.
Uh-huh.
She calling him a motherfucking monster. Like she didn't do shit. You feel me? So
right.
personally, I wouldn't touch that bitch. I wouldn't talk to her when no songs been done. Once you call me a nigga that hit women, all songs are over. Like, ain't no collaboration. Everything out.
Right.
All this shit out the window.
So you said, and
that's
the funny thing about the situation is a lot of people have been bashing Rihanna for doing the song, saying how bad it make her look. But I feel what you're saying, too. You know what I mean?
Right.
Chris is like, okay, she done basically, that whole situation almost ended homie's career. You feel me? He was talented enough to come up with some good songs after that. And I guess he just had a massive PR team. People knew the whole story. So he had people in major positions behind him. You feel me? Taking his side. I understand all that. But like you just said, real shit, real nigga shit, like real shit for real. Like, she basically almost took this man's career. Like, at the end of the day, I can forgive some things, but this shit, especially somebody like me and like you who out here grinding, it's taking us forever to get our goddamn make our way. Anybody do anything to try to threaten to take me back to square one after I'd have got to where he was at? Man, bitch. Do a song. Oh, I want to kill you.
Exactly.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so I feel what you're saying.
Yeah.
I understand. You know what I mean? I totally get what you're saying right now. You feel what I'm saying? Like, no one's even saying that though. Everybody, the crazy thing about it is, okay, let me ask you this. I know you be looking at Twitter and shit like that. Have you noticed how many females is trying to like, a lot of females calling Rihanna dumb, but you ever notice how many females talk about some, everybody trying to be so quick to judge Rihanna, you know what I'm saying, but people ain't in her shoes, you don't understand, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's a lot of, I feel like it's way more women actually trying to defend her doing the song than I ever would have thought. Now, of course, you got the ones who are here like, bitch, crazy. But it's a lot of women,
yeah,
I mean, you know, a lot of women, bro, out here saying, hey, man, you know, shit, you know what I'm saying? That shit is over, and she's trying to move forward, and you know what I'm saying? Who? Oh, they always break out the goddamn, only God can judge her. Shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear all that bullshit, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Say that shit to a nigga doing 25 to life, talking about only God can judge you. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? What the hell you talking about? I don't know. So let me go to the next question. All right. What do you think about the people trying to get the stations to ban the song? Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think that the fact that song is being done, do you think it advocates domestic abuse? Is it kind of like saying it's okay to get your ass beat, but let it go and come back and get some money?
I don't think it's advocating it. I wouldn't say that, but I would say I think it's saying, like, as far as them together, I think it's saying, okay, it's cool to get. I mean, I wouldn't say it's all the way advocated, but partly I would, but partly not, though. Because basically they're saying, on one end, they're going to try to make it seem like it's positive that they're doing the song together. So that's what everybody's trying to basically do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But on the rear end of things, as far as them doing the song and advocating it, I don't think it's advocating it. I mean,
okay.
Music is music at the end of the day, you know what I mean?
All right. So question number three. Is this really bad for women and anti-domestic abuse causes? Or do you feel like people like me who think both of them actually is crazy as hell for even dealing with each other again, but let alone making a song? See, this is my thing. Let me ask you the question first. Is this really bad for women and anti-domestic abuse cases, or are we being too judgmental? Do you think people like us, are we being too judgmental? Are you being too judgmental of Chris? Or, you know, should we be like the last caller was like, shit, man, you know, they grown, man. Fuck that shit. Let them do what they do. Let them get money. Is that the right attitude? Are we tripping? I don't know.
I'm thinking that the motherfuckers crazy because they. I don't think they should be fucking with either. I mean, I don't know the whole story, so I can't really judge. I think a lot of people do be judgmental among the shit, and they don't really know the whole story. All the people that know the goddamn story is Chris and Rihanna.
I saw her motherfucking face. Saw that shit.
Yeah, true, but at the same time, there's so much shit people can do with these pictures, man. That's why I ain't all the way to believe it. I'm not saying I believe Chris. I'm not saying I believe Rihanna. But as far as both, you know what I mean, not being on somebody's side, as far as the shit on Chris and as being a nigga, I would have stayed away from him. Fuck that.
Okay. Last question. If a woman hits a man, which is reported that she drew first blood, should she put a motherfucking set up? What do you think about that?
Should she what?
Put her set up and get ready to get her ass hit back.
So if a woman hit a man.
Yeah, if a woman hit a man with a cell phone in the head, throw his motherfucking keys out the Lambo, is that free reign to give her the goddamn combo? Or should we just take the smoke?
I don't know about the combo, but that backhand would sure get ready, but I don't know, man. Because you know how a nigga reaction, you know how niggas is, man. After so long, nigga get fed up.
Okay,
so,
all right.
You feel me? So I'm on the end of, I don't hit women I never have, but I know how niggas is, and I know how certain niggas is after so long of getting pushed and this bitch keep hitting me. At some point, you're going to be like, fuck this, I'm going to backhand, but you feel me?
Right.
I just know how women is, and they'll push a nigga to that point.
Okay.
I'm just speaking on the real end of the shit. They'll push a nigga to that point to where, you feel me, nigga will knock the hell out of them.
Okay. All right.
I mean, as far as me, if we in the whip and she just threw my car keys out the and threw my phone, and it's depending on what, you know what I mean, how I was feeling, I don't know, man. I have to be real about it. I'm sorry. Something happened to it. I'm going to hit her ass with their phone or something.
Right.
A pocket going out the window. I mean, a pocketbook going out the window or something. I'm going to have to do something. I ain't going to do shit, though.
All right, man. Thanks for calling into the show. Let me take the rest of these callers, man. Stand by. Hang on, though. They're going to be going ham.
Yeah.
All right. Again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. 678-939 is up next. Then we got 843-640. Then we got Michigan Girl on the line. I think I see the homie Blessed Child down there. 214 still hanging on there. You feel me? We got a lot of people. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Episode 261. Let me be clear. All right. I think that Chris Brown has made some good songs. You feel me? As an artist, you feel me? I think he's actually better performer than singer to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, he does great shows and stuff. So, you know, I've never been like, oh, he doesn't deserve. I've never been one of those Chris Brown haters. You know what I'm saying? I've seen some shows and stuff that he's done. I'm like, yeah, dude deserve his accolades because he be going in with the performances, especially. And you know, but he's had some dope records, some great collaborations. He's killed some hooks before that I've like, oh, Breezy's killing the hook right there. So, you know, Rihanna has had some smash hits, some songs that, you feel me, I'm not her target audience, but I will give it up and say that she's had some smash hits. You know what I'm saying? Even though, you know, she kinda looked funny in the forehead, I still smash it. Absolutely. But that's not even the point. This is the point. Okay, this is the point. You know what I mean? The fact that they're doing the song, to me, sends out I know, please don't fucking say, Blizzum, you're being hypocritical. I've said 1,000 times, I'm not the person that's going to sit here and tell you entertainers have to be role models and, you know, and they have to raise their kids and your goddamn kids too, you feel me? But, you know, they do have to kind of sort of be aware, okay, blah, whatever. So then when you say that, you know, the message is kind of saying, not is kind of saying, it is saying, if a guy beats your ass, if a guy, you know, beats your ass and you wear a national ass whooping where everybody knows you got your ass beat. See, this ain't like Halle Berry who was getting her motherfucking ass mashed. You know, David Justice, everybody was just fucking her up. But nobody knew. No one knew Halle was getting her ass beat all the time like that. Then it finally came out. You feel what I'm saying? This everybody knew about this ass whooping like 2 days, a day later. That day maybe. Shit, what is that day? Or the day next day? Everybody knew you got your ass beat. You know what I'm saying? They didn't know how bad you got your ass beat when the motherfucking pictures came out. You feel what I'm saying? So, knowing that everybody knows that, knowing that little girls, even though it's not your duty and your job to be their role model and be their mama and shit, they are looking up to you and saying, you know, that's Rihanna, she's, you know, does this, the signal that is, that people are, that's why these domestic violence people are angered and mad, you feel what I'm saying? But they still going at the stations. I don't know why the fuck they going at the stations. Why they ain't protesting Rihanna shows and shit? Like, why are they protesting stations? I fuck that, period. There's no explaining that to me. But anyway, their thing is this. That looks like, to people of domestic abuse, that you're one of those abusive people who's been abused, but they still love the person and take them back. And possibly, you know that he's got it in him to do that, you feel me? They like for you to totally cut that person off and brand him a monster and be done with it. But since she's back, she not only she's back being his friend and, you know, just being cordial, they're making a collaboration, a song that's actually profiting. So it looks like they are profiting off the ass whooping. Because of the whole controversy, this is what I'm saying, pay attention, follow me, people. Because of the whole controversy, the song is going to be controversy sells. You feel what I'm saying? So the song is controversial, so people are going to listen to it because of the ass whooping. So basically, the domestic violence people are pissed because you're profiting, what it looks like, you're profiting because you're two talented artists and you made a song, and even though I heard the song, it's not all that. Whoever thinks it's all that is whatever. But you can't deny, to me or anyone else, that the fact that they know about that ass whooping blows it up some. So it makes people want to go click that link, download that song, watch that video, make a DJ want to spin that song because it's like controversy. Controversy sells. People love that shit. So at the end of the day, it does. You can't say that. You can't argue the side that that's selling that ass whooping. Okay, 347-934-0966. But I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Next up, 678-939. What's popping? Who's this?
Tanil.
What up, though? Thanks for calling in to the shit, though. What's happening with you?
Hey. Nothing much. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just trying to get down to the bottom of this ass whooping. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get down to the rare about. I thought we was done with that ass whooping. We thought that ass whooping was over. That was a national ass whooping. We all witnessed that ass whooping. Not actually in play, but after the fact, the after effects of that national ass whooping. And we thought we was done with that story, and they was going to go by the mirror. And here these motherfuckers. Now here they go. Now they want to make some movie, some money off the ass whooping. You know what I mean? You feel me?
Right.
I mean, Ike beat you in the ass, but she goddamn stopped fucking with Ike after a while.
Eat the cake, anime. Eat the cake.
Episode 261. I don't know. All right, Tenille. What do you think about the Rihanna and Breezy collaboration? What do you think about the collaboration? The fact that they're making a song. And do you feel like they're profiting off the ass whooping by making this song? Because you do know the ass whooping makes the song more popular, right?
Right, I do know that. But at the same time, we have to look at the situation as a whole. They, from what we understand, they used to fight off and on anyway, so they had no clue that the shit was going to blow up like it blew up. So therefore, they wasn't ready for it to end at that time. But because we as society put stereotypes on them to steer them, quote, unquote, because even after the shit blew up, they still snuck and was together, then broke back up again for the final time because they wasn't ready. So
okay,
we have to go back and look at the product of their environment. Rihanna grew up with her daddy whooping her mama ass, and they still staying together, and she even made the comment on Barbara Walters that that's what she expected. If her daddy wasn't whooping her mama ass, something was wrong.
Uh-huh.
Then you have Chris Brown, where he got, where his mama got her ass whooped by her husband or boyfriend or whomever it was, and they still stayed together and was together, but Chris Brown mama tried to deny the fact, but the shit came out like it was. So that's all they know. So that, so to them, it's okay. They let time pass, so be it. This is that, that is this. So they think it's fine now to go ahead and bring it back out. Yeah, we still want each other, so this is what it is. So they don't think nothing about it.
Wait. Hold on. You can't tell. No one can convince me on the phone, in the media, the press, not even them two motherfuckers can convince me that they don't think nothing wrong with it. I'm not buying it. They know it's an issue. There's no way. You know
but
what I'm saying?
If they grew up like that, though.
Okay,
they don't know. I mean, they know, right.
They better.
That's
they know
a comfort
better.
Zone for them. Yeah, they know better, but don't mean that,
okay,
that they're going to do better, though. Because
okay,
the flesh is weak. You know what I'm saying? And they are lustful for each other, always have been and always will be, from the sound of the thing off of that birthday cake. Okay? So, you know, sad but true, but it is what it is. And not saying that it's right, because it's not right, but, you know, if those two people came from a certain type of environment that they feel like they share and that they could click and they bond on, then what can we do? Because we can't stop it. Sad,
I'm too. Okay, you know, look, far be it for me to try to stop them. That's their life. I don't pay their bills or none of that shit. But they can't sit here and be in that position. See, Eric, you pay a price for fame, okay? It costs.
You're right.
You feel me? Pay a price.
You're right. But they're young, too, though. You got to look at that, too. They're young.
Okay. They pay a price for fame, bottom line. They know that that was a nationally war ass whooping. They know everybody know about it. So now, when they even, even if they're young, but their motherfucking publicists might not be young. You feel what I'm saying? Their mamas and daddies ain't young. You feel what I'm saying? The producers ain't young. You feel me? You know what I mean? And it's
but
like,
at the end of the day, they grown, though, right? And then this, too, you got to look at it like this, too, now. You got to look at it like this. Regardless to what anybody say to them, the way they grew up, shit, they folks was right back together that same night. For them to go 2.5 years, that's a lifetime in their world compared to how they grew up and what their parents were doing. So they feel like they overcame that shit, sad but true.
So basically, so it is sad. Let me ask you the question. Let me ask you this, then. You say it's sad but true. So basically you saying that it's sad that they getting back together. You don't agree with that, then, is what you're saying.
No, I don't, and it's sad that they got so much money that they can't get somebody to counsel their ass to show them where the shit went wrong and where their mentality is as far as how the shit ain't okay. Just because your parents did it and you stayed away from each other 10 times what your parents did in your household don't make you any better and don't make it right. Because ignorance is bliss to some folks.
But my thing is they're not ignorant. They know damn well. My thing is they knew. They knew, the producers knew, the labels, even the labels. They both signed the labels. Even the labels knew that this was going to be controversial. They knew that the goddamn domestic abuse people was going to have a fuck, was going to go ham.
But who's bringing in the money at the end of the day, though?
Okay. I mean.
Okay, what, then.
So just because, oh, so now, at this point right here, this is where.
No,
this,
their America, hands is tied for a paycheck. No, look at it like this. At some point in time, if we all work the job, we got to shut up.
Let me tell you something about the music industry. The label hands ain't tired. The label could have killed that collaboration easily. You feel me? The label can choose not to put that record out. The producers can choose not to produce that record. You feel me? The promoters and the stations could choose not to play it. They're not the only people. They could go in there and record a song or whatever, but if they got deals, the labels can crush anything. You feel what I'm saying? They can say, no, you're not going to make that record. Even if they do make it, no, you're not going to put it out. Even if you went behind us, and even if y'all goddamn snuck off to the goddamn Bahamas and went on a fucking fuck fest for 4 weeks, and fucking back with the whole album together, motherfucker, the label can say, bitch, y'all crazy hell. Nope. They didn't. You feel what I'm saying? Because here we go with the moralistic side of everything, which is why the insane domestic abuse team people are suing the stations and going in about at the stations. You feel what I'm saying? You know, they're going at the stations because they're saying, where's your moral compass? What do you got? You're a corporation.
Right. You're
sponsoring abuse. You're saying that it's okay for a guy to give this bitch the business and then come back and make a song with the same guy and make money off of it. You feel what I'm saying? That's why they're up in arms. I don't know. It's crazy.
I totally agree with you, but I just have to take the realistic view. But I totally, totally agree because you're right. It is what it is, but it shouldn't be that way. But we as society look at it as, I don't know, drama is fun. Drama is drama we live for. Well, some people live for, and I ain't going to say we, but you know.
Right.
That's what makes money, and we know that.
Uh-huh. So if a chick hit a man, should she put her motherfucking set up?
Yeah.
Take them licks.
Yeah. I mean, because first of all, violence.
Hit a man. Have you ever hit a man?
And I've never raised my hand. No, I have not. Never raised my hand towards a man, and ain't never had to be beat by one. But my thing is, if I do, I need to be ready to fight. And that's everybody, because everybody mama taught them, if you pass a lick, you need to be able to take one. Mm-hmm. And it is what it is, and that don't go for no gender. It is what it is.
Okay.
And I strongly believe that. That's why I keep my hands to myself, and I don't date people like that, and I've never had to endure that. But, yeah, if you hit somebody, your ass need to be hit back, and it is what it is.
Okay. I don't know. You know, Breezy really never got locked up. That's my jail sound. My jailhouse door, that one.
Oh, okay then. Okay.
Yeah,
that's new.
They ain't heard that. Hold on, do it again. Okay, so Breezy never did get locked up. I love sound effects. Breezy never did get locked up. Never did. Did a little probation, a little something. After he gave it a two-piece and a biscuit. You know what I'm saying? And he rolled out into the sunset. Okay? This is what happened. Thanks for calling in, Tanil. Stand by, though. I'm going to get ready to go to the next caller. All right?
That's it.
All right. This is the thing about it. 843-640 next. Then Michigan Girls on deck. 856-214. You feel me? You guys are on deck. Okay, this is the thing. All right? Freezer didn't go down. He free. He chainless around this bitch. Woo! That nigga was jet skiing with Diddy, nigga, after that ass whooper. So that was the first. See, this is the whole thing. Y'all don't remember that shit. Y'all don't remember when, after he gave it a combo, he skipped jail. All right. Went out and partied. Then, same chick talks his way back, obviously, from birthday cake. He done beat the pussy up, back again. And now, he finna get paid off the whole shit. And that's where we're at with it, ladies and gentlemen. That's where we're at with the whole Breezy and Rihanna situation. You feel what I'm saying? Now, I don't know. Is that right? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You feel me? This is why we having a discussion. You feel me? I mean, but They can't as superstars sit here and then get to start doing all these fucking interviews and shit and saying people like me, you know, internet radio, which is, I hate to say it, but I am media. I can't be getting in all the events free with media passes and then say I ain't media. You can't do that, Blizzard. You can't do it, Blizzard. You can't have it, but can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't get in everybody's shit free with media passes and then say you ain't media. So K100 Radio is the media. Okay, whatever. I'm media. Anyway, you know people like us are going to talk about this type of shit. This is what we do over here. Ratings. And you know we're gonna hammer you, and you know that. So my whole thing is like, why even? But then again, we're right back to the whole situation with the money. You feel me? And you know, with the money, it's like it's profitable. Controversy sells, so they know this shit is gonna sell because it is what it is. Because he did beat that ass. All right, next caller. 843-640. What's popping? LL, what it do?
Hello.
What's happening?
I like the jail sound. Is that a jail sound?
Yes. Oh. Have you ever beat your man?
No. No. Why would I beat a man?
I'm saying we read it, I think. Okay. I also got an interview coming up at 9 o'clock at the top of the hour. The homie DJ Smalls is supposed to be calling me. You feel me? He's supposed to be on the phone lines. We're going to get him on here, too. We're going to talk about some music stuff with him, but we're going to also talk about the situation also. All right? Episode 261. K1G Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the shizzle. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. I'm on the lines with LL out of Carolina. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
LL, what do you think about the situation about the Rihanna and Breezy collaboration? Hey, do you think that the people who are up in arms about the song advocating domestic abuse is accurate? You feel me? Or should people just say, look, they're past it. The song is they want to collaborate. They've forgiven each other, whatever. But the domestic abuse people, they're boycotting radio stations. At some point, they're probably going to boycott. Remember when they boycotted Chris when it first happened? At some point, they're probably going to boycott Rihanna now, saying that this
funny?
Action. Yeah. Well, is it funny? Is that funny? Are they crazy or are they right? Is this advocating getting your ass beat?
Yeah! No, I mean, it's funny. The whole situation is funny to me because, as you know, the music industry is just that. Their industry, they're put in place to make money. They don't care nothing about you. They don't care nothing about Rihanna. They don't care nothing about Chris. They don't care nothing about the listeners. You know what I'm saying? They don't care about the people that's going to consume this. They've got it so watered down to where now you look at these artists and you look at their songs and you think that they're singing them songs. You think that they wrote them lyrics, that was heart-touching, and Chris and Rihanna were ready to be back together, so I wrote these lyrics just for Chris, and we're going to do this, and I don't care what the world thinks. No, Rihanna didn't write that song. The Dream wrote that song. But that's how they have the smokescreen over everyone else's eyes. Like, you look at artists singing a song and you think that came from their heart. Half the time, the artists ain't even write them songs. Mm-hmm. Their songs was wrote 10-plus years in advance, and they singing it now, and you feeling like you got a connection, you can feel them. They need that. Those aren't even those words. They're words. So it's happening exactly how they want it to happen. The industry right now is willing to take a gamble on Chris and Rihanna. And the fact that they let that record fly right there, if I was Chris or Rihanna, I would be questioning my validity with my label, with my company, because taking a huge gamble on us. Because they're taking a huge gamble.
But why would they, first, I mean, to me, it seems like it seems like with that move right there, it seems like the label got their back no matter what the fuck they decide to do. No matter what the fuck
label,
they decide to do.
The label has their own back because the label knows that this is going to either, one or two things are going to happen, but it's going to make money. They know they're good because it's going to make money. They don't care who gets the worst lash from this, Chris or Rihanna, because somebody's going to get the same stigma pretty much almost equal to what Chris got after it happened. And it's probably going to be Rihanna, because it's like, how could you do this to us? You are our golden child, da-da-da-da, the princess from the island, and now you're doing something that we just stood up with you and said that this was wrong and we fought for you, and now you're turning your back on us? So somebody's going to get the downfall of it, and the label don't really care who gets it. Like, as you said, They could have not put it out.
Yeah, but I mean,
so that tells you right there that the industry is strictly in it for gain. The industry is strictly in it for gain.
Well, the label, at the end of the day, though, I mean, they can't. To me, it would seem more like the label is down for whatever they want to do more type situation. Like, you know, because some labels would have been like, oh, are you fucking crazy? Like, you know, because a label can kill a song. A label,
exactly.
Artists are on that caliber, you feel me? A label can kill a record, period, point blank.
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying? Okay, so, but I'm saying that since they, you know,
Everybody knows the gamble on them.
Yeah, yeah. You never know once you get to that level whether they asked to do the song or whether they just went in the studio and just said, fuck that, we're going to do the record and then give it to the label, let the labels work it out or whatever. You don't really know at this point from this side of the fence how that collaboration
is going to
pan out.
But you do know that if the label didn't want it out, it wouldn't be out. We would never hear it.
That's true. But so what I'm saying is it would seem like the label is backing them no matter what. Like you're saying that the label... It's showing that the label don't give a fuck about them. You could be right. You could be right, or it could be that the label has their back no matter what they decide to do. It could go both ways.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying.
But you're right. It could. But you know this industry better than anybody.
Somebody's
not going to take a real. If it's almost a 50-50 chance that they could lose, the industry's not like that. They need that 60-40 that they could win. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And it's almost a 50-50 chance that somebody's going to lose out on this some kind of way. But they're willing to take that gamble. That tells me that they really ain't, you know what I'm saying, whatever. It's whatever. Let them do what they do, whatever. Because we're going to make money. We're going to make money. They may fall, but we're going to make money. And we got a whole slew of people waiting for to take their place when they fall.
All right. So it goes down. Breezy gives it a combo.
Yeah!
Doesn't go to jail.
No.
Goes to South Beach, rides the jet skis, comebacks, parties.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Some kind of way he wiggles his way back in. They start, obviously, I guess maybe they smashing again. Who knows?
They need a shock factor. It's about the shock factor of it. Before they even put it out, they was like, everybody's going to be shocked who's on this record. Everybody already knew it was going to be Chris, and then they came back out and said, no, it's not going to be Chris, and then, okay, it is Chris. It was it's all about the shock factor. The song's not even, neither one of them's that hot to me.
No, neither one of them need the record, though. So the record didn't have to, the record is not safe. Neither one of them needed the record. Both of them were on the up. You feel me? So neither one of them needed to do
it. But does it make any sense then, Blizzum? Does it make any sense for it to be out? The industry said, okay, that happened. That happened 3 years ago. Chris just got, okay, they let him back on the Grammys. You know how all of this publicity snowballs and they try to do everything at once at the height of something. Chris is back on the Grammys. Let's go ahead and put this out. You know what I'm saying? Who's to say they even recorded that within the last 3 years? Who's to say that haven't been recorded? Either one of them songs.
The song could be three or four. The song could have been recorded before the ass whooping.
Exactly.
And they decided
right now that Chris is back on the Grammys. They let him back on. He wins. Let's go ahead and drop these right now because it's in the line. It's going to fall. It's just going to keep us in the news longer.
So basically, when it comes down to artists, you feel me, I guess it doesn't really matter how distasteful it is or whatever. It doesn't matter that it advocates something that you actually got on Barbara Walters and a whole bunch of other people calling
exactly.
This guy a monster. You feel what I'm saying? Saying that,
yep.
You know, he's a monster and all this other kind of shit. You had a nationally syndicated ass whooping.
Yeah!
The whole world
you got
saw.
On Barbara Walters with all of that because your publisher said it would be a good look. Y'all
all
did
that.
All of this and that because your publisher said it would be a good look. You did. You, what?
And now this will
be a good look and your publishers and the label said, yep, put it out. It may take a little backlash. We'll take that gamble with y'all. Put it out.
I don't know. But then we're supposed to sit back and say, they're grown. Let them do them. And we're supposed to act like no one remembered that ass whooping. I doubt that.
How many people you know around the hood that you know she be messing with this one dude and keeps going back to him and he keeps being her behind? Everybody knew.
Just like the other caller said, this is why K100, this is where the music world, the music industry side of it gets morphed into real life shit and where it's not really fair because they are superstars and this is, you know, anybody else ass get beat or whatever. People go to jail. People get restraining orders and they're uphold, and people will never deal with anybody again. But then sometimes regular people
get their ass. Wait a minute. You, regular people get and they go back. That's the reality of it. That's what, until they try to get their butts whooped, that's when they walk away for good. But 9 times out of 10, they go back one time.
I wasn't done. Regular people sometimes get beat. Regular people sometimes get their ass also and go back. But when they do it, there's not a couple of million. There's not a couple of million little girls that know about you. Just got that. That know you got your ass beat, but you went back to that guy that you called a monster. You feel me? There's not a couple of when the girl downstairs. I got a girl downstairs. You get her motherfucking ass took down through that motherfucker, Sean.
Yeah. You know what? Now Rihanna, instead of the anti-abuse people backing her, now Rihanna will have the people who say it's okay to love again. She'll have that group. She'll have that group backing her. Because there's a group for everything. There's a group for everything.
Everybody on my fucking Twitter feed and my fucking Facebook hit me. Like, listen, you need it. That's just love. You don't understand. Or whatever. Let them do them. Only God can judge me. What?
There's a group for everything.
Okay.
But I'm like, oh boy. I'm like, oh boy, who said, if I was Chris, I wouldn't have touched it. I wouldn't have touched it either. If I was Chris, I would have been like, nah, man, you got to be crazy.
I probably wouldn't have been riding jet skis after I'd be the bitch ass the next time. Who knows?
I wouldn't have touched the song. I wouldn't have touched
it. Stand by, please.
10-foot pole. All right.
Stand by. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100InternetRadio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Let's see, 9 o'clock. What is it, 9 o'clock yet? Okay. At 9 o'clock, we're supposed to have DJ Smalls calling into the show. You feel me? Hopefully. Oh, hold on. Hold on a second. I think we got ready to get him on the line now. Okay. I'm doing an interview of in the middle of this show, but I'm glad I'm doing an interview with this particular person, all right? The homie DJ Smalls is, you know, a well-known DJ. You feel me? And it's good to get the perspective of DJs and stuff like this and industry insiders' views on controversial topics and stuff like this, like the record that we're talking about. You feel me? And because, of course, you know, DJs basically are the pulse of the industry, especially at this point now. There are DJs that have more powers than quote unquote A&Rs. It's like A&Rs are damn near being phased out of the game. I know there's a lot of music industry lingo that a lot of people may not know that's on the phone lines. Because, you know, I got artists and people like that listening, but I also have regular people that call the show too, just to engage in the conversation. So, what you guys don't know, the music industry has changed tremendously just in the past decade. You know, it's been evolving for years, but just in the past decade. But now DJs, you know, guys like DJ Smalls, you know, who have a national audience, you know, they get paid, they make more money than artists sometimes, you feel me? Once you get to a certain level, they are the ones who play the records. And it's always interesting to hear what DJs think about situations like this right here. Now, of course, as a DJ, and I'm going to ask Smalls this, DJs play what the fuck is hot. Fuck all that. If it's hot, they playing it. They don't give a fuck if Chris Brown beat that bitch ass tomorrow again and then do another motherfucking birthday cake part two.
Yeah.
Or do they? Do DJs care? You feel what I'm saying? That's a question I'd like to ask my next caller, DJ Smalls. Yo, what up, homie?
What's cracking?
What's happening, man? Appreciate you calling in the K100 Internet Radio, man. The world famous DJ Smalls is in the building one more time.
What it do? You know, I'm bringing that FLA with me on this call.
Absolutely. You know, I'm an A50 boy, right? You know that, right? Born and raised,
yep,
right?
Yep. I know what's going on.
Absolutely, man. Well, thanks for listening to the show, man. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to hit us up, man. So, first of all, real quick, because we got a lot of people on the phone lines, and of course, the show gets downloaded crazy on the iPods and podcasts and stuff. So, just in case people maybe not far out of your reach, out of your range yet, but you'll be there in a minute. In case they don't know who you are, tell them who you are. Tell them about DJ Smalls real quick.
Well, DJ Smalls is like a jack of all trades, man. You know, I'm like a plug for the industry, you know what I'm saying, for independent artists especially. But, you know, when it comes to me being a DJ, I'm definitely more than a DJ. You know, that is a light title, you know, next to that Smalls name and that Smalls brand. But basically, you know, besides DJing, A&Ring, consulting, marketing, the whole nine, you know, I bring that whole essence, you know, to DJ.
Uh-huh. Hold up. I think we're losing him. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Say it again.
No, I said, you know, like, the what I bring to the game is the next generation of DJs, you know, which is more than just DJing, physical DJing. You know, like, when I started in the game, I was listening to music and selecting the music. But now I'm in the point of my career, especially where I'm a part of making the music. So as a DJ, you know, I'm, you know, consulting artists, marketing artists, A&Ring records. You know, and then also, too, I got a production company called Fear Factor Music Group. And, you know, like I said, we're making part of making records.
Right, right. So, like I said, and like I said before I even started the interview, the role of the DJ is evolving, and Smalls is definitely one of these guys who are playing multiple roles. And there's a lot of you guys out here. It's like, you know, you guys, it's like now DJs drop projects. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Back in the day when DJs just played records, you got people like Khaled and other people who drop projects and they go platinum.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, like artists, you feel me? So everything is just changing rapidly with the whole game and the DJing. I got a couple questions that I always like to ask DJs though, you feel me? And I know you're more, but still I know at the end of the day you really are a DJ. What do you feel, I'm hearing there's an ongoing bubbling, brewing beef amongst DJs. You know, everybody's got their own issues, whatever. But it seems to be the Serato DJs going against the iTunes DJs, cats who can't really scratch, or they don't even care if you can scratch anymore. It seems like DJs are starting to call out other DJs now because they can't mix or they can't blend, or all they do is play a playlist from iTunes. Are you seeing that a lot? It seems like a lot of DJs are starting to be like, look, stop calling these dudes DJs. They ain't doing nothing but playing shit off their damn iTunes playlist. Fuck that shit. They're not DJs. I'm seeing a lot more DJs like standing up and like, yo, that's not a DJ. Get it right. What do you think about
that? I mean, that you know, those type of phrases and those type of terminologies do get said, you know, but I think the people that say them are crabs in a bucket, you know, so to speak. I think the people that say them say that because they're not as, I think it's jealousy, you know what I'm saying? To be quite honest with you, I think they feel some kind of way because they might not, you feel me? They might not be on that type of medium. But to me, DJing, whether it's whatever platform, the platform is regardless, in my opinion. If you can rock a crowd and you really know music and you really can make people feel some kind of way for a certain purpose or a certain theme of the night, then you are, you know, that's the art. There's an art to it, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I think. I think the medium is regardless, you know, in my opinion.
Okay. So what
is like, it's like whether I use a MacBook Pro to do what I do or do I use a Windows system. I mean, who cares what we use? As long as the job gets done and it's a great job, that's at the end of the day the most important thing.
Okay. So let me ask you a little bit of something about music real quick. Of course, you know, the industry is changing, you feel me, the way that things are marketed, you know, now. Artists, it's like now you have to take either, now you have to take 360 deals, you feel me, or you're not getting a deal. You know, some people say stay independent until you blow. Now the labels want you to, you know, come up with some kind of phantom money to finance your career and make yourself basically almost a star before they even want to invest anymore. The art of labels going out, sitting in the crowd, watching somebody rock the mic and then saying you're hot, we want to make you a star, is pretty much dead at this point.
Right.
So that's over. That's gone. Okay. How do you think that has affected the game? Do you think that right now, and I know you hear probably get more. I get a lot of music because of the show, but I know you probably get a lot more. Do you think that the that has affected the true talent pool in music, especially hip hop and R&B right now? Do you think it's thinned it out because of the way it's working now? Whereas now, if you can, to me, it seems like now you can have money and get on quicker than having, you know, the most. It's always been about the money, but now money highly is really unbalanced. Where it seems like the more money that you got behind your project in the beginning, it outweighs the true talent. Do you think that has thinned down the pool of talent and the diversity in the music in hip hop?
I think just all around in the hip hop, not only in hip hop but music industry. Period. I think everybody's getting sloppy on both ends. I think artists aren't spending the amount of time to create the music that they would create. I remember when artists would spend 2, 3, 4 years working on an album. You know what I mean? That's
right.
Not happening anymore. And so that's sloppy on the artist part, but then it's sloppy on the music industry part because the labels, you know, the labels have always been a bank. You know what I'm saying? It's a loan. That's what a record deal is. It's a loan. It's saying that if you ain't got $200,000-$300,000, we got it. We're going to invest it in you, but we have certain ways that you need to look. We have certain people that we want to make sure that the record we give you is a hit. We have certain ways to make sure that it does, whether it's a songwriter or a certain producer we use or whatever. A record label is really a bank. And the way the economy is, which is going down, and the way people are buying music, which is going down, everything's going down as a whole. So as a, if a record label is a bank and the economy is going down, we want to take less of a risk as possible on spending money. You know, it's like a mortgage company. Why am I going to give out a risky loan for $300,000 when I can give out a loan for $10,000 and make sure that that money comes back? You know what I'm saying? So it's the same thing like the music industry. Why am I going to spend $1 million on one artist when I can get, you know, a few artists that are popping and doing their thing and already got a movement that's an insured, you know, situation? We just got to put a little bit more bread and get our bread back and then a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? So it's a direct connotation with the way the economy is. So it's getting sloppy on that end. But it's all a 360. It's going to go back to the old way of taking an artist and spending that money and going from the ground. But, you know, but that takes time. You know, right now, the industry and people as a whole is just on a quick lick right now. People that buy music is on a quick lick. Instead of buying a whole album and investing $10 into somebody's album without hearing it, we just want to hear that one song that we heard on the radio 20 billion times. You know what I'm saying? Because we know for sure that 99 cents is good for that one song. Instead of investing $10 of our own money into, you know, 8 other records I'm not too sure about yet that I haven't really heard yet. You know, so it's on both ends, man, if you really look at it. And, you know, people got to look at the big picture.
Okay. All right. All right. I dig that answer. I like that answer. You feel me? I think that that was a real in-depth answer from DJ Smalls. And I agree pretty much with most of what you said. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, with me playing both sides of the field.
What didn't you agree with?
There was really nothing, Smalls, because sometimes you don't, because sometimes DJs don't want to fess up and say some of the stuff you said. Sometimes DJs want to, you know, DJs have a particular position where they don't really want to, you know, admit that, you know, consumers are the cause and the label and the artist. You feel me? Even DJs, you feel me? You know, even DJs that engage in payola, you feel me, where they play a record because I like, you know, the last time I saw you, I think that's where I saw you at the Salute the DJs Award, I think. But I think I also saw you at ATL Record Pool, right?
Okay.
And you were on the panel down there. You feel me?
Right.
And remember, that was the one, and I think a couple other people were there. And one of the DJs actually fessed up at that panel and said, you know, I play a lot of records I don't like. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And to me, that was profound because we have DJs who do that. We have DJs who play records they don't even like. You feel me? Because some guy broke him off a little something to do it or whatever. You feel me? But it's like that's the way the game goes because now DJ's
got something to say about that too. I mean, I play records sometimes that I don't like, but it's not on some money shit. It's because people want to hear it. And as a DJ, when I'm in a nightclub, I got to play what the people want to hear. So, for instance, I'll admit I was not a big fan of the song from the GS Boys, Stanky Leg. I personally did not like that record. But if I'm hired to DJ a gig, right? And in the first hour, if I'm playing an hour and there's a DJ playing after me who's playing an hour, if I'm getting requests to play that record and I don't play that record, and the next DJ after me is going to play that record and get what the crowd wants and that reaction, I, as another DJ, I can't let that happen. So if I know a record is positive, I might not personally like it, but I take myself out of the equation and I play for the people because I want that reaction. Y'all want to hear this shit? I'm going to play it for you. You know what I mean?
You know what, Smalls?
Go ahead.
And I'm gonna tell you, and I'm just gonna say this for on behalf of the artists, and I understand, right? Because at, like you said, the DJ's main job is to keep the party crunk. But as artists, that what that does when it's like a cycle. It's like a cause and effect type thing. What that does is now you have a lot of artists. You feel me? That I know personally. You feel me? And I actually just go ahead and throw my hand up in the air and say that I'm one of them who actually have to make a brand of music and actually rap, whether it be picking a brand of production or talking out about a specific topic or you know, coming across on with a specific swag, because that's what everybody is hearing and that's what everybody wants to hear. And they know that, and artists like me who may not necessarily rap like that or necessarily, you know, jump on a lot of trap beats and stuff like that, we're in a position where we have to make records that people want, even though that's not necessarily the record that we really feel comfortable of doing. But it's like if we go anywhere or we want to get a chance, a prayer at getting played at certain venues or certain clubs by certain DJs, we have to make certain kind of songs because it is their job to keep it crunk. And they do have to DJ in sets. And all the people have been flooded with one kind of style, you know, and it all comes full circle. So some artists are actually making records that they're not even really comfortable with just because they have to fit, you know what I'm saying,
right.
Kind of sort of to what is hot. And then that's what happens. Everybody starts sounding the same. You know what I'm saying? Like it is now, you know, in a lot of areas.
That's just nature. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that's strategy, in my opinion. Sometimes you got to do something you don't want to do to really show the rest of what you have. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I mean, that's just anything. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So I think
Absolutely.
That's just strategy. You feel me?
Absolutely. So let me get back to the task at hand, what we're talking about. Episode 261 of K1's Internet Radio. I got the homie DJ Smalls on the line. We're going to get right back to the callers, the rest of the callers in a minute. But I got to ask you this, Smalls. What do you think about this Rihanna and Breezy collaboration? What do you think about that, bro?
I mean, honestly, man, you know, when it comes to the personal lives of people, I let personal, you know, relationships work themselves out. So if they're comfortable around each other and they're ready to work and move past whatever they got to move past, then why not?
So you don't think that the record – do you think that the record shows – young women, which is this is the outcry that the record is kind of showing young women that it's okay if a guy puts his hands on you, you know, it's okay to go ahead and just let that go and kind of take him back. Basically advocating domestic abuse. I know that that's their personal lives and everything, but you understand that celebrities are held to a different standard, unfairly
right.
or fairly. You feel me? Celebrities just, it is what it is. Their actions are shown across the world. Like I said earlier, Rihanna is a woman getting their ass beat right now, but Rihanna wore a national ass whooping where everybody knows about it. You feel what I'm saying? And so what do you think that the people who are crying foul saying, look, man, it's showing these little girls that if a guy beat your fucking ass, give you two black eyes, and you call him a monster and say that he's a monster, you put a restraining order out on him, and some little girl's looking up to Rihanna and she's saying, yo, that's my hero. But then she says that she takes Chris Brown, not taking him back. They're not officially in a relationship, but she is working with him, which shows that she's okay. She's gotten over that. Like, it's okay. Like, that never happened. Or they're trying to put that back burner.
That's on one side. And like you stated, that's an advocacy for one side. Me, I'm a personal advocate for second chances. So representing the people that deserve a second chance and, you know, should get looked at as a second chance, then, you know, I feel that we should have a chance to work it out.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So
I stand up
for the second chance and giving a second chance because mistakes are mistakes. You know what I mean? Emotions. You know, when people are emotional and people are going through an emotional state of mind, emotional reactions and emotional consequences happen. That's just life. That's just nature. You know, but I think somebody like Chris Brown should have the right to a second chance. And if Rihanna opens the door and lets that happen and, you know, he says he's doing certain things to change what he's got to change and he could prove that to her, then let's let that situation happen.
Okay. All right. I understand that. Last question for DJ Smalls. We're going to get back to these other phone lines. All right. If a woman hits a man,
right.
should she expect to get that lick back? Should women keep their hands to themselves? What do you think about that?
I mean, I just, you know, the way I was brought up the old-fashioned way with the golden rule. Do unto others as you want to be done to you. Treat others as you want to be done treated. And women have that right away. You can't hit a woman. You know what I'm saying? Simple and plain. You just cannot hit a woman.
All right, homie. DJ Small says, nah, 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 nah. Breezy should not have given her the two-piece or the combo.
Yeah! Right.
That's what Smalls says. All right, Smalls, what projects you got coming out? Tell the people so they can find them.
Well, man, definitely, of course, you know, I got a really big blog that represents Southern hip-hop and R&B. It's called DJSmalls.com. It's from a standpoint of an eyewitness in these streets. I'm working with these artists. You're getting a bird's eye view from my point of view on the industry. I'm inside the box. I'm not somebody writing about something outside the box looking in. So check out djsmalls.com. You know, every day we post anywhere from 25 to 30 stories from up-and-coming artists. You know what I mean? Like a Sigh the Prince, for example, to, you know, popular artists like a Fox from Texas, you know what I'm saying? So we show a lot of love to the upcomers and the major artists. And then, of course, I did not forget, man, my DJ debut album, the Southern Smoke album. I got Drummer Boy, Grammy-nominated producer, executive producer of my project. Actually, I'm headed to ATL tomorrow. First flight from Orlando for a weekend. Go work on it. So look out for that.
All right, homie, man. DJ Smalls. Shout out to the homie, man. I don't know. Maybe I can kind of finagle my way into getting a DJ Smalls hosted mixtape for the Lolo. I don't know. I don't know, man. You know, I've never done a mixtape, Smalls. I've never done a mixtape. Everybody's telling me, Blizzum, please do a mixtape.
If you ain't done a mixtape, I'm the perfect person to get to know and see if we can create some magic in the studio with. You know what I'm saying?
Smalls, be easy, homie. I'll be in touch.
Believe that, man. Southern Smoke, FLA, I got you, man. www.djsmalls.com.
Absolutely. Salute. All right, ladies and gentlemen, back to the subject. Episode 261. (347) 934-0966. Hit the phone lines. Michigan girl.
What's up? What's going on? What's
going on, babe? Thanks for being patient. Had to do the DJ Smalls interview. That was big. Shouts out to the homie for calling in to the show once again. You feel me? All right, let's go. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. www.chainlessentertainment.com. Follow me on Twitter, at Blizzum, and follow the show, at K100_radio. Episode 261, all right? Birthday cake with a can of ass whoop. Yeah! Society ass whoop. You like my new sound, my jail sound?
Yeah, I
sounds
like
scary.
That.
It's scary, don't it? I'm like, God damn, nigga.
Little
shit,
bit,
man,
little
he,
bit.
Just give me the gunshots, nigga, not prison. Okay.
Yeah, I ain't trying to go to prison.
All right. So here we go. Let's see. What do you think about Rihanna and Breezy collaboration? What do you think about it off the cuff? Just go ahead and go with the flow. What do you think about it?
I mean, me personally, if I was Chris Brown, I wouldn't have did it. You know, if I was Breezy, I wouldn't have did it just because of how she portrayed him in the media. Everybody was like, oh, he a monster, blah, blah. Even though she hit him first, you know, they tried to downplay that when she did her little Barbara Walters interview and they made him look like the bad guy. And it almost ruined his career. So if I was him, I wouldn't have fucked with it at all, period, because you then came back, you know, you got your little fan base back. You know, I don't think he the greatest singer, but he does perform well. But, you know, he got his little fan base back, and he got the people following him. I would have just left it at that. I wouldn't have did a collaboration with her just because of how everything blew up and how she played the victim role and all of that.
And like I said, when Hustle Boy said it, I remember when it happened or whatever. You know, okay, let me be 100% real. You feel what I'm saying? Now, When it first happened, and I think everybody was like this when it came down to the situation with Breezy. When it first happened, I was like, damn, that nigga foul as hell. Cause you know, I've never hit a woman ever.
I mean,
and I've been struck by women. I've had women hit me before. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, I'm a bigger guy. You feel me? I've always felt like I would severely hurt a woman if I was to really just combo her ass. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And so I've literally been afraid to hit a woman because of what I think I might do to her. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I think I might really hurt her for real. Unintentionally.
When it came out, I wasn't one of them people, and that's not to say I advocate domestic violence or nothing like that, but I wasn't one of them people that was like, oh, Chris Brown, oh, he needs to be like, I was like, hold on, it's more to that. It's some more to the story. Then little bits and pieces started coming out, oh, well, she hit him first, and then, oh, this and oh, that. And I was like, mm-hmm, see, I told y'all, all y'all was jumping on this bandwagon, oh, he's terrible, he's a monster. Then when other little bits and pieces start coming out, even though they tried to keep it under wraps, and she was also the victim. And, yeah, you know, her face was bruised and swole, but he could have just, you know, he could have just pushed the ass into the glass for throwing the keys out the window. It's not to say he literally, like, held her down and beat her on the ground, but she, you know, might bruise easy. I'm like, I'm, you know, fair skin. I bruise easy. You can pinch me and I'm a bruise.
So maybe he didn't give it a combo.
Yeah. Right, I'm saying, he could have just mushed her face into the glass real hard something.
Yeah. Mushing her face into the glass real hard. That's nothing.
I ain't say it was nothing. I'm just saying, you keep saying he gave it a 1-2 combo. I'm just saying, he didn't give it a 1-2 combo. It could have been
I misunderstood. I thought you were saying, you know, mushing a chick into the glass, you know.
I didn't say it was right. I'm just saying, you just keep assuming he didn't just gave her the 1-2 combo and it could have been something else.
My bad. Let me pump my brisée. Next question. What do you think about the effort to get stations to ban the song? Okay, this is the thing. You know, people always, anytime, this is America, all right? So, you know, we got a lot of protesting motherfuckers over. I mean, we got motherfuckers who throw paint on people's mink coats. Even though if that was my mean coat,
and
a bitch would die.
I whooped somebody's ass, but okay, moving on.
I mean, so, you know, we got PETA. We got all kind of fuck shit that go on. So, to me, this is not nothing. I'm not surprised, not even an ounce of me is surprised that this group is really going hard at stations, trying to get the stations to ban the song, ban playing the song because, you know, the domestic violence advocates. I totally understand that, and I kind of expected it. As soon as I heard about the song, I was like, man, these motherfucking white folks finna go ham. They finna kill these. Matter of fact, before I even go on, let me make this point. That would be the thing with me. If I was advising these people, you feel what I'm saying? I'd be like, look, man, you already know. You can't even motherfucking goddamn it. They locked Vic up for fighting dogs, nigga. You can't just beat a bitch up and then goddamn act like it ain't nothing. There's too many motherfucking groups and advocates and shit. They're going to have some shit to say and fuck that negative press. But then again, I guess at this point, it doesn't even matter, you know. But I would have erred on the side of caution and would have tried to kill that record. If that was my label and Rihanna was on my label, the record would never be out. Period, point blank. Let me put it that way. All right? If I'm the head, if Rihanna signed Shameless Entertainment, that record doesn't happen. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And
right.
It's not because I don't want you to be with the man you love, even though he comboed you up. You know what I'm saying? It's not that. It's not that I'm trying to stop you from your love. To me, it's business risky. You feel what I'm saying? Now I got to deal with all these motherfuckers protesting outside of the motherfucking, you know, outside of the company every day talking about we advocating violence against women and all this other shit. I was like, I don't even really need a headache, even though it is their personal lives. Much like DJ Small said, you know, it's them. You know, people deserve second chances and stuff like that. And I understand, but you can't deny or act like the ramifications of that and what goes on and what goes on, what comes with that whole situation. You just can't ignore that and act like it doesn't matter. So I guess it was a situation where people said,
I mean, you can't ignore it, but at the end of the day, you shouldn't ban the radio stations because the radio stations are there to play what the people want to hear and play what's going to make them money. Obviously, that song is going to make them money and people want to hear it for no other reason than controversy, sales, or whatever. But, you know, all of these people talking about, oh, it's a bad influence to little girls. I have a little girl. I don't let Rihanna be an influence on my daughter. And if she feels like Rihanna's her role model, then I'm doing something wrong. And if anything, I'm going to use that as a tool to have a conversation with her. Okay, these are the things that you don't do. This is not the path that you follow. So you can't, I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, their personal side is their personal side or whatever, but I don't think you should ban, you know, try to boycott the radio station and tell them they can't play the song because they doing their job. They playing what the people want to hear, you know,
so
they
then,
getting paid or whatever
okay.
to let, you know, by the, whatever to make, to play these songs.
Okay, so that brings up
ban,
a real,
I mean,
real, real
boycott
point.
Boycott the artist. Boy, if you feel that strongly about it, then boycott the artist.
All right, that brings up a real, real, real good point. And I can't believe I thought about this, but I just didn't write it down. Last week I did a show, you know, called The Evil Industry. You feel what I'm saying? And on the show, we basically came to the summation. Go back and check the archive on this episode, like, what is it, two something. It's only a couple in front of this, 258 or some shit like that. Anyway, I don't have it right here in front of me. But I did a show called The Evil Industry, and we basically came up to the summation that, well, the industry is evil and the music is evil is because of the people. So now, here we are back full circle with another situation where if the radio stations are playing the song, you feel what I'm saying? First of all, much like Smalls and someone else said, the label, and much like LL said, the labels are not going to invest in anything that they don't feel like is profitable. You feel me? So LL said, oh, okay, well, they're going to invest in the song, and they're going to push it because it's going to make money. How do they know that? So now what we're saying is, are we a society? What is it? Are we Iran now? Is that what we are now? We advocate women getting their ass beat? If it's to be said that the let me finish. If it's to be said that the label is going to push the song because it's controversy and controversy sells. Some controversy sells and some shit don't. You feel what I'm saying? Some shit, a lot negative shit don't necessarily always sell. But are we saying that, oh, it's okay, for that to go down if the song is popular? If every time somebody play that song in the club and you see a whole bunch of motherfucking women dancing on the motherfucking dance floor, the birthday cake, what does that say about us in society? That we just got to a point now where, beating the bitch ass, not so bad.
I don't think it's like, oh, we accept it, but I think society as a whole, like you said in that show, someone said, society is violent. That's why, it's not that, the music makes people violent. No, we live in a violent society. All you got to do is watch the news, and that's not because of music or anything else. I mean, violence was going on before so-called gangster rap happened. It's just that brought what was going on in the hoods to the forefront. I just think we're a violent society, and not, say, advocating domestic violence or abuse or whatever, but it's like some people going to just listen to it and be like, oh, it's a hot song or whatever, I like the beat, whatever, and that's all that they're going to focus on if they actually like the music. Me personally, the little bit I heard of it, I was like, ew, why? Why would y'all even do that song, and why would Chris Brown even risk your career to do that mess when she tried to destroy your career? But that's just my personal opinion. Some people going to love it, some people going to hate it, and some people going to try to look for some underlying meaning saying, oh, y'all advocating domestic violence.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, this is what this perception is everything,
it
man.
Is what
perception
it is.
Perception is everything.
It is what it is.
You feel me? Perception is everything. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, come on. I don't know. All right, last question, then we're going to get to the next caller. All right. If a woman hits a man, so she put up a set. So she expect to get that ass beat.
I mean, my great-grandmother always told me, don't put your hands on somebody unless you're ready to fight, man, woman, whatever. Now, we all know that boys have been raised or taught, for the most part, not to hit a woman, not to hit a female. But there are a lot of women that provoke men. They slap them, they hit them, and then if you don't hit them back, because some women, I don't know what went wrong in their brain, what little circuit is off. But some women feel like they man don't love him if he don't, jack him up, put his hands on him some kind of way. Some women, if they slap you around and you don't hit them or choke them or something, they're going to call you a punk. There are some women out there like that. So I just feel like everybody, as a woman, you need to keep your hands to yourself because you can push somebody too far. And that's just how it should be. So you keep your hands to yourself. I ain't going to hit you. Therefore, you don't need to hit me, because if you hit me, we're going to have some problems.
All right. I understand that. All right, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Again, let me announce it. Each and every Friday, Lucky Lounge, downtown Atlanta. Holla at my homie, Go Bully Promo, at Big Bully Streets, at Go Bully Promo. He can get you into building for freezy. You know what I'm saying? And also, he can get your chicks some drinks. You know what that leads to. I had to let it play all the way out that time. Downtown Lucky Lounge. Also, got an event coming up at Luke's Lounge. You feel me? That's downtown. Also over there by Opera. A stoplight party. They're going to be doing that. That's going to be Wednesdays. You feel me? So hit them up about that, man. Getting into those events. You know what I'm saying? Getting your name on the list. You feel me? Getting your free drink tickets for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? Big things popping over here, Team Shriz. You feel me? Chainless Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to expand our brand and our network. You did. Also, tomorrow night, you feel me? The team's probably going to be partying up at the Libra on the east side, Decatur, Shawty. You feel what I'm saying? For P. Brown from Street Talk, marketing and promo, her birthday party is tomorrow, you feel me? So, you know, we're going to come through there and be in the building. We're going to drink something and do some partying with him, with them folks. You know what I'm saying? So that's tomorrow, Tuesday at the Libra. So if you listen to the sound of my voice, February 27, 2012, you feel me? You got all the way to tomorrow night. Now, if you listen to this podcast 2 days from now, hate it for you. But the Lucky Lounge and Luke's Lounge stuff, that's ongoing. The party tomorrow, you feel me? That's tomorrow. But still, you can still, they're still doing things at the Libra. They still do things at throwbacks over there on Old National on Wednesday. You feel me? So get with Street Talk them and get with those people. They do stuff at J. Paul's on Thursdays. You know what I'm saying? A lot of open mics and stuff. So all my artists will be listening to the show. You got to make sure you deal with those people, man. They be doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they always show a nigga love when I come through. So, you know, I shout them out on the show. That is what it is. You know, that's how people do. And if you don't do that, I don't know what to tell you. You feel me? All right? So holler to the people, man. Those are some events that's coming up. You feel me? All right. Episode 262. No. 261. Wait a minute. God damn it. Oh, yeah. 261. We winding down to the end of it. Let's go up to New Jersey. Let's see what a nigga up north think about it. Bless child.
Yo, what's good? What's good?
What's good? What's good, bro? What's up, man? What up, though? Let it happen. What's going on with you, man? Thanks for calling the show.
No doubt, man. No doubt. You know I got to show my love and support.
Absolutely, man. So let's go ahead and jump right into it. What you think about the Rihanna and Breezy collaboration, man? What do you think about that song going down and being created? What do you feel that says about them? What do you think about that?
Man, for what? I think Chris Brown been beating her ass, man. It took that one scene to bring it all out. Like the last caller said, some females feel like you don't love me, you beat on me. But at the same time, you got Jay-Z in her ear, and you got her cap in her ear like, damn, nah, that's not a good look. So you got a lot of people on both sides, and these two young people, instead of telling them to go counseling, the whole thing is crazy, man. As far as the soul, man, the soul is corny to me. I ain't like it. But to top it off is, I heard the song on FM radio because, you know, my CD messed up. I only listen to FM radio.
Uh-huh.
I take to school, I hear the song, and the next day, I hear a song come out like, look, Kim Kardashian, brother.
Uh-huh. Who? Who said, what'd you say?
I mean, it is on FM radio that she involved in love with Kim Kardashian, brother.
Okay. So, I mean, what do you think she should be kicking it with Breezy because she did the song? Or what do you mean? I mean, I don't know if that's true or not. I haven't heard that rumor, but I mean, I don't know about that, but I mean, okay.
I don't know if it's true or not. I think it could be true. It could not be true. It could be something like, yo, I knew this shit was going to jump off like that, so that's throw something else in the game.
Uh-huh.
The sidebar. Because, you know, they make it a song, you know it's going to be controversy.
Point blank. That's why they made it. I mean, I think they made the song. Listen, it's two reasons. There's only two reasons to possibly make that record. Let me be absolutely clear. This me personally. You make that song for two reasons. All right? Because you know it's controversial and it's going to make money. Or you really just fucking with y'all really fucking with each other like that the long way again. You feel what I'm saying? But it's only two things. Either Rihanna and Chris Brown has come to terms, you feel me? And said, "Hey, you know, fuck off, fuck everybody, fuck K100 and Blizzum. Fuck all you bitches calling me stupid, talking about I'm back with a nigga that beat my ass. Fuck you bitches. Fuck Blizzum and Hustle Boy and everybody else who said I would never fuck with a bitch that called me a monster and goddamn almost ended my career. Fuck y'all niggas. Alright? Fuck all of y'all. Goddamn it. This us. Birthday cake, bitches. And that's it. And that's it. You know? And that's it. And that's just either that or they know it's going to be controversy and controversy sells and it's going to be a highly downloaded song. Only thing about that second theory is it could backfire and make people be like, I used to like Rihanna, but she's so damn stupid now. You know what I'm saying? Like, why was she, you know, because, okay, first of all, Rihanna is a female R&B artist. So her fan base is, her 80 to 90% of her fan base, peace sitting down. That's the first thing. So you gotta understand her fan base is female. You ain't gonna see niggas going out running to download the new Rihanna, going to, you know what I'm saying, you feel me, check for the new Rihanna record or none of that. Nigga, her fan base is females. You know what I mean? When we look at Rihanna, we only got one thing on our brain. That's it. Nothing else matters. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And that's what we're thinking when we're looking at Rihanna. But her fans, people who really like her, respect her, who want to buy her music, who want to come to her concerts, they females. So in light of that, me being the person I am, I'm sitting back and I'm thinking as A&R, the president of the label or whoever else, or the PR or her damn it, her brother. I don't give a fuck anybody here, advisor, friend, whatever. I'm thinking most of your fans are going to be against the record because they're going to say that, why the hell are you making a song with this nigga after you done sat there and told us he a monster and told the whole world that he just beat your ass like that? Like, to the women, and rightly so, most of the women were screaming her, but then again, you had those same women, probably the same women who don't mind getting their ass beat the fuck up by their boyfriend and going back. You know, same women. You feel what I'm saying? Saying, y'all leave Riri alone. Shit, that's her life. Y'all can't live her life. Who the fuck y'all to judge? Only God can judge her. Blah, 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 blah. So, it can go either way. Now, let me be perfectly clear, ladies and gentlemen. I personally, and I put this on everything I love, I'm doing the show because this is K100 Radio. We have to talk about things and current events and stuff to make it interesting and make it fun. Honestly, I got to tell you, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about Rihanna. I don't give a fuck about Chris Brown. I don't give a fuck about a nigga beating a girl. I don't give a fuck about a nigga used to beat the goddamn bitch up downstairs across the hall from me. I don't give a fuck. Okay, I don't care. Doesn't concern me, actually. But I'm in media, I'm in entertainment, so I can talk about this kind of stuff. And, you know, I'm just giving my opinion about how I see the matter. But I really don't care if she goes back with him or not. I think she's silly as fuck for doing it. I would have never greenlighted the record if she was trying to sign the Chainlist or whatever. Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't have went down because just of the possible negative blowback from it, and it just looks bad from a PR standpoint. You feel what I'm saying? And that's just how I feel about the situation. You know, I feel like Hustle Boy said earlier, if I was Chris Brown, you feel what I'm saying? And I was fucking with a girl and she goddamn, you know, made the whole world think that I was a motherfucking monster. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't fuck with that hoe no more. Fuck her. Okay, so all that being said, honestly, I don't give a fuck. You know what they do, really, though. Because I'm not going to buy a Rihanna record or a Chris Brown record. It's not going to happen. Okay. All right.
But the strategy on that, though, like I said, the album, I heard the first song debut, and like I said, the next day, see, that's what the strategy was. They got sighted. I ain't really looked it up because I heard it, did it. As soon as I heard it, I started saying shit on the tabloid that, yeah, she was, she, what's good. And she was messing with Kim Kardashian brother and love for him. So basically, they had a crutch for that. That's just a crutch. But truthfully, I think they still is messing with each other.
I mean, it probably is. Maybe it is. And then, like it was said, you know, with LL was on the phone, maybe the record is 4 or 5 years old. Some songs, I mean, I'm in the industry, so I already know sometimes songs don't come out sometimes to 3-4 years later. Hell, my album has songs that was almost was 3 years old. I dropped my album last year. You feel what I'm saying? Last part of last year. And it was songs on the album that was actually really literally recorded 3 years before. I never released the songs. I sat back, waited till I was ready to really drop my project. And, you know, after I got all my distractions out of the way and I was just sitting on songs and songs and songs, I had to go back through the archives and pick certain ones because I had to make sure I didn't forget that I had other songs on deck. So, you know, that's how that whole thing works. And it even happens on a grander scale. You know, we got to work out legalities with other artists and other camps and stuff when you get to the $1 million songs and $1 million collaborations. You feel what I'm saying? At the top. So I understand that the song could have been recorded years ago. They didn't even just record that. It could be old. You never really know. I don't know, man. But the bottom line is, they can't deny And they can't say people are tripping. And no one can say people are tripping when they say, damn, that shit look crazy as hell after he done goddamn comboed your ass up. And now y'all doing the song together. They just can't, you just can't act like it's nothing. I don't give a fuck who it is. Can't act like it's nothing.
Rihanna under Jay-Z. Jay-Z spoke out on that. Jay-Z was against that.
Right. You feel me? I would have been against it. If I'm the label head, if I'm the fucking head of the label, the record doesn't happen. And no one, if I'm the head of the label, and that's my artist and she signed to me, the album, she's going to have to wait till she get dropped from the label before she make that record happen. I'm not putting my label name stamp on that shit. I'm not even letting it happen. I'm not going to let the collaboration happen. Y'all can fuck. You know what I'm saying? I can't stop you from fucking the nigga. I can't stop you from going to the club with the nigga. But a record with this nigga? Man, you crazy.
No.
I'm not green lighting that as the CEO of Chambers Entertainment. It's not happening. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not doing it. I don't know. This is my first.
Jay-Z was against it, but he still allowed it to get out.
Hey, see, I mean, he could have. Hey, I don't know. If you want to stop it and you're the head of the label, you can stop the record. Bottom line.
Exactly.
So he couldn't be that against it because he could have stopped it. I don't know if they sat down and talked to him. I don't know if somebody paid him a little money. I don't know if somebody got them had to do a favor. We don't know this shit. We don't know. No one knows. No one knows.
Yeah, Rihanna's the hottest shit out right now. She got the most sales on iPods and all that right now. So he figured, right, look, he probably figured out, even though he was against it, but she hot right now. Let's keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I disagree with it.
I guess. All right, man. Stand by, man. Thanks for calling into the show, though. I really appreciate it, all right?
No doubt.
Oh, man. It's been a crazy show, man. I don't... I just don't want people to think I care too much about the situation. I really don't. I can't even lie to you. You know what I'm saying? What y'all want me to do? You know what I mean? I don't... But, I mean, I did the show because, A, shit was funny. Shit was funny. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know, we got to have balance on the show. We balance the music. You feel me? We balance the music and we balance the discussions. You feel me? This is something that I tell people all the time. You know, I pull, when I talk about subject matter on K100, when I have talk shows, I basically look at Twitter and I look at Facebook. You feel me? In between those two, I got a couple thousand opinions. Everybody got assholes. A couple thousand assholes I'm looking at. All right? You know what I'm saying? And everybody yipping and yapping and going back and forth. I do. I yip. I talk crazy, especially on Facebook. I tweet crazy, but I talk more on Facebook, you know? And this is what I was seeing. You feel me? And it was like, I'm gonna tell you a story, though. I'm going to tell you a story. Not even a story. It's just something that happened on Facebook. I seen three different posts. One of them really got deep at one point, and people was really like at each other. But I seen like three different posts where people were so polarized about this shit that they were literally that it got to the point where it was like two sides. It was two sides on all of the posts, and these were posts, you know, on Facebook. These are Facebook posts, and you know they got like 40, 50 comments going back and forth. People from all over the country. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? These are mutual friends, and these friends have, you know, a couple thousand friends, and these, you know, 20, 30 different people commenting on this shit at one time. You feel, and going back and forth with each other about this whole subject right here. They may not have time to call in the K1 Internet Radio, but you know, if you read these posts and look at some of this stuff that people be saying on Facebook, you can get a pretty much get the gist of what people are feeling about the whole situation. And people were going the fuck in on Rihanna and calling her just the dumbest, just dumb. For doing this record. This is stupid. You feel what I'm saying? Like I said earlier on the last show that we had about the industry, the evil empire, that episode, we came to the consensus that the industry is evil and music is evil because people are more evil, I guess, and that's what they're sucking up. That's the shit that they want to see. If it wasn't so, entertainers are here to entertain people. So I conclude, again, I think this is bringing that back. Even though I saw all these people sitting here telling on Facebook now, telling everybody she crazy as hell, this song is fucked up, blah 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 and all that. It doesn't explain, like Bless Child just said, How do you explain then that the song is getting played like hell on the radio, which means, well, it doesn't mean that it's getting requested. It could mean that it's going there through payola, through the label. So you don't really never really know, because payola does exist. But anyway, but people, you got people that are, you know, that are, you know, protesting it. But you've still got a lot of people that's defending it. You feel what I'm saying? And if the song, like, becomes the number one downloaded song on iTunes, or, you know what I'm saying, if they're allowed to perform this song at the Grammys next year or later on, or at some award show later on this year, or if any kind of big accolades come from the song, then really though, really though, you can't really, it's really like, it's awful not to feel any type of way about Chris and Rihanna. You can't, at that point, you've got to say, look, this is where we're at as a society. As a society, it is what it is. This is where we at. We don't mind a bitch getting our ass beat the fuck down. You know what I mean? And getting back with the same nigga that beat our ass down. You feel what I'm saying? We don't mind that as much as we think we do, if this song works. And you have to, we have to, again, hold the mirror up to ourselves, us being society. Hold the fucking mirror up to our goddamn selves, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Look at us and say, if motherfuckers really start downloading this song crazy, if bitches is in the club dancing off this record, okay? If when birthday cake come on in the motherfucking club, ladies and gentlemen, and women hit the flow when it dropped, DJ drops birthday cake, boom, you know, it comes on, you know, and women jump up and go to the floor off that record. There's nothing more to say. Because that means at this point, general consensus is, it's okay if a guy feeds you a combo, alright, doesn't go to jail, rides jet skis and parties after he does it, and then you get back with him. In that order. Now, that's where we're at. That's the timeline. That's how it is. That's what it is. We can't have our cake and eat it too. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? We can't have our cake and eat it too, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't work that way. Alright? Sometimes Cupid just shoots you the fair one. You feel what I'm saying? You know, sometimes Cupid just shoots the wrong way. You know what I mean? K100 Radio, A.Mitch, real quick.
We got got an angel, baby. So what's up, if you with it? I love you from your head to down below your ankles, baby. You can do better, baby, do me good. Back and get your breath, baby, do me. I mean, it's clear this ain't what you want. Could you keep texting my phone? Sending me pictures with your t-shirt and your panties on. Put your t-shirt and your panties on. It's what I want to see. So let me see it, baby. I'm feeling what you need. No ifs, ands, or maybes. I can make you feel good. I mean, real, real good. Better than I know we ever could. It's so super duper lame. And I could save the day and be your super duper main. And we could do some things. Roll some fruit and tang. Light it up and get so high that it feel like we flew to Spain. WTF, girl, let's twist it. No tornado shape and shift it like some Play-Doh. Build us up like blocks and Legos. Okay, so if I ask you, gon' say no. We'll chunk your deuces up and tell him, please let go my ego. Me and you against the world, the other planets too. All I need is one shot, baby, can I shoot? I bet I hit that bullseye in the middle, bang. Rock your body good, I promise you, forget that name. Us together, so right, of course, and he. And he should be that letter in front of the Y before the Z. Your frown upside down is what I adore, and we not together makes no sense, so I cannot afford to leave. So let go. Flag, so outdated, and I don't even know why the fuck y'all dated. Made a Cuba shot the wrong way. At the wrong way. Like it, girl, I bet that you fake it. I ain't being funny, I'm just making a statement. Maybe Cupid shot the wrong way. Maybe Cupid shot the wrong way.
ATL Events and Extra Multimedia Group is a full-service multimedia and marketing company providing web design and hosting, graphic design, and email marketing for individuals and small business. Web design and hosting for as low as $500. Graphic design starting at $100. Email marketing for as low as $75. With a database of over 280,000 people and growing, you can't go wrong with ATL Events and Extra Multimedia Group. Call 770-896-5685. That's 770-896-5685. Or visit TiaCulver.net. Get your business on the right track. ATL Events and Extra Multimedia Group.
Take one. doesn't feel too bad. I can't fuck with me either. I'm riding around and I'm getting it. Y'all love the rhymes, I'm spinning. These notes all in my business. Two stars up and I finish. Not damn a thing on the south side. Walk by, leave the mouth wide. Open, yeah, they was hating on me. Now I'm stuck on the outside. We started off with a bottom. Took the flight to the top. Came out putting them hoes in check. Now we getting them knocked. Catch me out with them dollars at. Ballin' out, we throw dollars back. Why she do it just like me? All she is them racks on racks. Never stopping, never stopping. Yeah, we get it in. Two best friends. Them diamonds in them Benjamins.
Benjamins. I do not recall your face when I was broke with no money. Now I see you coming my way. Now that I got me some money. You can't stop the progress.
What up, though? Yeah, so what? I just went into a music set. And the boss over here! I played the homie A.Mitch. Cupid shot the wrong way. I just felt like it fit. I don't know, maybe Cupid shot the wrong way with both of them motherfuckers, because they love each other. Even after...
Yo!
Doesn't matter. They still ready. And I also played the homegirl Jemiah Jai. You know what I'm saying? Not... Supposed to be sending me a new joint. I don't know what happened. Jemiah! Up to the record. You didn't see me the new record? Yeah, anyway. Shouts out to both of them artists, man. They be going hard. And they both make great music. You know what I'm saying? You know, Jemiah Jai, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, in conclusion... Chris Brown beat up Chris Brown. Oh, no. Riri got mad. Riri started some shit with Chris. Chris fed her the combo.
Yeah!
You know what I'm saying? Thought nothing else about it. Didn't go to jail. Went and rode jet skis. We did it down to Miami. Went to a couple parties and then came back and won a Grammy. Riri did a couple songs. Called him a monster on Robert Walters. Had a restraining order out on him. I guess none of that matters because now. And now we got birthday cake. That pretty much sums up that situation. You know what I'm saying? K1's Internet Radio, man. Thanks for tuning into the show. I'm just having a little fun tonight, though, for real. I respect both of them people as artists. Seriously. Yeah, seriously, I do. And I'm not being funny. I really do. Like both of them make some jamming-ass music. You know what I'm saying? You know? And Chris Brown is a hell of a performer. You know what I'm saying? I know I couldn't do that shit. He be dancing. Can't do it. I can't do it. No, you know what I'm saying? Just too much flipping and shit. Can't do it. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? Them two, man. I wish them much success in their career. I can't lie. When he first beat up Riri, I was like, damn, nigga, word. Because, you know, I don't hit women. You know, I've never hit a woman. So, I kind of looked at him funny like that. But after a while, it was like, okay, well, you know, I started hearing the stories. And, you know, goddamn, you know, you fucking throwing out the keys and throwing phones at niggas and shit. I mean, you know, maybe. And then I softened my stance with Chris. And I was like, fuck it, the shit is over. The song, though? Nah. Couldn't have came out on Chainless. Just couldn't did it. You know what I'm saying? It's just too much. It's the negative aspects and the negative connotations that people have been saying and people were inevitably going to say. It did not weigh the downside to making the record, I guess. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? The upside is, you know, you show second chance and all that, but it just didn't outweigh the downside. But that's my take on it, though. But shouts out to Riri and shouts out to Chris Brown. You know, we got to have some fun with you guys. You knew we were going to talk about some shit like this. You know everybody was. That's why you fucking did it, you slick bastards. K1's Internet Radio, episode 261. Uh-huh. Deuces, bitch.
safely stash all weed and blunts.